Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mitch Holtis in 1 hour, your voice of the Chiefs. It's an early start this Sunday.
You going to be up and ready for it, everybody? Like we were saying, like you got to meet at 6 a.m., get on the bus, let's go.
Man, you got a German appetizer. A little schnitzel before the... before the pretzel,
or maybe it's the other way around. Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. The Munich. Germany game. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones versus Bryce Young.
Boy, I'm going to tell you what. You got to be excited if you're in Munich this weekend for that matchup, right?
There's only...
Yikes.
That's a quarterback matchup that you can sell to anybody that's not from the United States.
Can you even sell it to somebody?
Apparently you sold it to Germany.
Yeah, well, that's
last
true.
Last year you're like, listen to this. Patrick Mahomes. Probably the best quarterback in the NFL, is going to play his former teammate, Super Bowl champion, and one of the best offenses in the league, Miami Dolphins. Oh, yes, give me that. Das Boot, right. This next year, I'm going to give you Andy Kaufman versus an average guy. Okay, sounds good.
Oh, you're saying Bryce Young is average? Wow, he leapt.
That was very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to sell it.
Yeah, you do. You're right.
You're right. You know? Good pitch.
You can't be like, there's this one guy who sucks, and the other guy also sucks. But that one point, they were looked at as they could be good.
They could be good. That was like seven years ago.
Nine.
Yeah, let's go. Bring him on over to, like, so Carolina Giants. That is your morning game.
What's funny, too, is it's like premeditated. Like, they sold this game years ago, like a couple years ago. Like, they had to have known these teams were still going to be bad.
Well, they made the schedule in May. Like, that's kind of when it came out.
So
this
when
year.
Did the Chiefs knew they were going to Germany next year, though? Like, we already know they're going to Germany, so it's already been like, hey, here's the idea.
Are they going back next year?
Yes.
I
think they go every other year.
No. You don't go every other year.
I thought the Chiefs were that team.
Oh, I...
Like, Jacksonville goes every year because they're, like, affiliated with London.
Right,
I thought the Chiefs were with Germany, but it's every other year.
No, there's about four teams that are affiliated. Like, if you... There is a great map you can look at and see where all these teams are, like, what countries they own, technically, in the NFL. And so, no, I don't... I mean, unless the Chiefs go back as a visitor, which they thought they were going to do this year, was go back as a visitor with the Carolina Panthers because they're playing in Carolina.
Oh, that would make sense because you don't want to steal a home game every year.
Yeah. So they thought the Chiefs were going to go, like, there was talk this year that the Chiefs would be the visiting team against Carolina where the Giants are the visiting team.
For some reason,
right?
I thought the Chiefs had, like, ownership stake in, like, Bayern Munich or something or some other German football club.
I don't know.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I've not heard that, but they do. Like, own Germany. Like, that's their territorial, right? Like, each NFL team has been granted, like, territories, you know, around the world where they can market their team and do all that
kind
of stuff.
Clearly, London is Jacksonville's. We get it.
Hell yeah.
Jacksonville and Atlanta. That's your territory.
Yeah, you guys go there to London.
So. Dad joke of the day. Did you know what the German word for constipation is?
No.
Far from pooping.
All right. Okay, yeah, that's really good.
You congratulations, 816.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mac, you had a take. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this is kind of the game for the number one pick. I mean, whoever loses this game probably ends up with the number one pick and probably sets their franchise back another 5 years.
Yeah, so because there's who's number one?
Exactly.
I did hear one yesterday. I know, and that's where I'm going with this one. I did hear yesterday somebody saying, like, maybe Dallas is going to tank the rest of the way so they can definitely get Shedeur Sanders.
Wow. Yeah, then Deion's going to become their coach.
It'd be fantastic.
What's in the script?
That's
the one place I can't follow Deion to.
Yeah, you know, Dallas.
Like, Raiders, I'd be like, all right, this is kind of interesting. Broncos, that's not going to happen, so don't worry about it because they're gonna drink the Kool-Aid of Sean Payton's garbage.
Right.
I think the Chargers are set for at least three more years for sure.
Sure.
Dallas is, I can't get back with that, man.
No. If he goes to Dallas,
I'm like damn it, Deion, this is where I get off the train, dude.
But that's like kind of the
they don't have to tank, though. Like, they have Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush playing quarterback this weekend. And look, if Dak Prescott truly had the tendon or hamstring ripped off the bone, you tell me that guy's going to be back in 4 weeks?
No.
No. No chance. What do you think the odds are better on? Seeing Dak again this year or not seeing Dak again?
Not seeing Dak again.
I would imagine. And if you lose these games, because you got
nothing to play for.
Nothing to play for. There's no reason to bring him back, so you might as well tank right now.
And then you trade him in the offseason, or you do what we just talked about, how we said yesterday. You let him play, you know, a couple more years, let Shador sit behind him, which I don't know if that's going to happen due to his, like, father's personality and Shador's possible personality in the NFL.
Maybe
he'll get a little bit more humbled once he's not the big man on campus, no pun intended. But, like, I don't know if, like, if that's one thing I do worry about with Deion, like, where he's going to get with his son's professional career.
Yeah.
Like, I do worry about that because, like, college, I'm totally for it. Like, you're still his dad. He's still a college athlete. I understand it. Like, I know Shador is extremely, like, over-the-top arrogant. Like, I understand that. So is his father.
Yeah. Oh God.
But like,
really?
But like, I don't know if like Deion's gonna be like, you know, my son ought to play, man. Like, he shouldn't be behind Dak. It's like, well,
if Deion ends up being the head coach in Dallas,
well,
and they draft
at that point.
Shador, like, there's no question. Shador Sanders is the starting quarterback.
And then they're
down
gonna
there.
Trade their other picks to get Travis Hunter, and they're just gonna take that to Dallas.
Could you imagine? Like, that's the script right there. If you want to get Dallas back to the promised land, you're gonna have to start doing that kind of stuff. And with Jerry getting up there, he's in his 80s now, right? Mm-hmm. So with him being up there in age,
you
may see some stuff like that, but it's a good thing we don't have to worry about that. We got a lot of Chiefs we're thankful for here in Kansas City next week. Every day at 6:40, we're going to play a highlight of a Chiefs player we are thankful for. Caller 6 will be qualified every day during that giveaway week for a $500 grand prize to Hy-Vee to get you ready for Thanksgiving. So be listening every single day next week at 6:40. We'll have 5 qualifiers and announce the winner at the end of the week.
Favorite. I think, you know, I'd rather play in a hostile environment than a, you know, a low-level environment that's not as much fun, you know, no fans at the game, and you kind of have to bring your own energy. I think these games are fun because, you know, there's a level of excitement, a level of, you know, passion going into the game. And, again, I go back, these are the games you grew up watching and dreaming about playing. So, you know, if you're not ready for these games, then you probably don't belong in the league. But I'm excited about this, the hostility and the, you know, a new environment. I've never been to the stadium. You know, it's well known around the league. It's one of the best. And so, you know, I'm excited.
I, for one, have nothing wrong about this take. No. The only problem is that you're dangling a raw piece of chicken in front of a bed of alligators. And, you know, you can be, you know, super happy that you're getting ready to come to Arrowhead, but their fan base listens to that a different way. Oh, you're excited to come here? You want to step into the kingdom?
Yeah.
All right, get ready for this. Where he's telling you from his perspective, like, when I was a kid and I played Madden, like, the crowd noise was cool. Like, everybody knows, like, the Sea of Red, home of the Chiefs. Like, Taylor Swift's there now. Like, they're the Super Bowl champs. Like, all you know, if you're outside of the Kansas City area, about Arrowhead is it's one of the loudest places in the world, sports-wise. And it's, you know, you go in there and it's a different experience because of, like, the crowd volume and everything that comes with it. So, like, you're like, man, I want to play there. It's like every golfer is like, I want to be in the Masters contingent on Sunday. And then you get there and you're like, dude, this sucks. Like,
yeah,
this
then you poop your pants. But,
right?
Like, or, everybody coming in says that, you know?
But, I mean, I think that that's the way it's going to be perceived. Like, the other thing, too, is, like, I hope you're ready. Like, that's the other thing. If you really are excited to play in a place like this in a hostile environment, because those are his words, not mine. If you really are excited to have the hostility and the fun, because, like, there's only been a few quarterbacks that I've seen come into Arrowhead and actually maintain it.
Yeah.
Andrew Luck was one. Andrew Luck came in here.
Well, he was just a cool, calm, collected dude.
It didn't affect him. Like, Mahomes beat that Colts team in the first playoff win at home in 30 years. Like, that was just like it was like, all right, here we go. Like, this is great.
Burrow handled it well.
He's got that in him where he can, like, kind of, like, feed off of it, which is kind of, like, annoying. It's almost
I don't want to see him.
It's almost like the reverse psychology to do to, like, opposing teams
it
to
is,
do that.
Yeah.
It's just go completely quiet. I don't know if that would ever happen, obviously. Peyton was able to do it, obviously. Tom.
And Brady.
Not many come in here, let alone rookies, come in here and walk out going, that was awesome. It's more so like, oh, God, I got to go there again next year. It's like, yeah, dude, like, that's what Arrowhead is. But I love the sort of mentality instead of coming in and being like, oh, yeah, they call it Burrowhead, or saying, like, you know, talking trash on it. It's more so of a polite, unaware acceptance to what Arrowhead is.
Well, but that's been everybody over the years. I mean, we used to have a montage of all these people saying they can't wait to come to Arrowhead and play. Like, we think as fans here in Kansas City that it's an intimidating place to play. Players look at it and say, you know what? There's nothing like this in the NFL. I can't wait to get there and see that atmosphere. And they actually thrive off of that atmosphere. I mean, they absolutely love it because you don't experience, you think you're getting that atmosphere in LA this weekend where the Chargers are offering $15 tickets to see them take on the Tennessee Titans. You think you're getting that kind of love down in Arizona or anywhere else, or Dallas or Jacksonville or any, like a lot of these places you walk into, they're just these stale environments with senior citizens sitting in the crowd, right? You come to Kansas City, it is a completely different experience. From the minute you land to the minute you take off and get out of town, it's all about the Chiefs. It's all about the Arrowheads experience. It's all about playing this team and the noise, and you work and you prepare not only for the Chiefs, but you're preparing for the stadium as well all week in practice with the loud noise and the music and trying to do all that kind of stuff to try to recreate that experience. And if somebody's never been here, like Ben Maller's coming for the first time this week in the meet and greet on Saturday, 2 to 4 at the Landing in Liberty. We will have 96.5 The Fan t-shirts to give away as well from 2 until 4 at the Landing in Liberty on Saturday. So we encourage you to come up and hang out with us. He's excited because he's never been here before. Can't wait to see the atmosphere. Can't wait to see the experience. And players are human too, and they have that, you know? And a lot of these guys get fired up by the Arrowhead crowd. Mm-hmm. We think it like, you know, it hurts them, but a lot of guys do thrive on this kind of stuff. Like Joe Burrow will thrive on this kind of stuff, you know, and so when you haven't had that experience going in for the first time, it's awesome, man. Yeah. Ask anybody who ever had that first Arrowhead experience. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. I love it. I want to play here all the time. And then we beat you and we send you home. But Bo Nix should be saying that kind of stuff. Like, he probably hasn't seen an environment like that since playing down at Auburn or being in LSU or some of those SEC type schools, and now gets to see that in the NFL, which is not common. He should be excited about coming here.
Second down, Denver.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside the one. Elway is under center. Now he pulls away again, his hands on his hips. He looks back at Gordon McConner, the referee, said, hey, what gives?
Again, I have asked the defense to help lower the crowd noise. Any further crowd noise problem will result in a charge timeout against Kansas City. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you for your cooperation and massive boo, dude. That's the best part of the whole video.
The best part about it for me, though, is it's not as loud as it is today back then, right? Like, because we set the record. Like, it's louder now than it was then, and John Elway couldn't handle it. But, you know, that's just the Arrowhead experience. You stand, you yell, you scream, you have fun. And you leave exhausted. Like, I leave games exhausted. When we get out of there on Sunday, I'm going to be exhausted from being at that football game. I can't imagine if I had to play that football game and how exhausting that is as well. But no, it's the best experience in the NFL. It's probably the best experience in all of professional sports. And so you get there and you have that opportunity to see what's going on. You get a chance to play in that. You're looking around. You go, man, this is wild. And then you get smacked upside the head, you know, by George Karloftis or a blitzing Justin Reed. And then you're readjusting your helmet going, all right, I'm ready to get the hell out of here and go home.
The other thing that is kind of, I don't know if he's missing the point of it, but this is Bo Nix's first time getting to see 15.
Yeah.
And I think as much as people will say the crowd is fearful, like, that is to me like what makes kind of Kansas City almost like the closest thing to like a high octane college team in the pros. Like, they have all the, like, and I know some teams do, and it's a lot cooler and better when your team is winning. but all the like preamps to like the game, like they have the flyover, home of the Chiefs. The crowd starts doing the chop.
Right.
Here comes Mahomes. He runs down to the corner.
I can feel the adrenaline
zone,
kicking in right
now. And he
like
does
yeah.
the jump up, and then they hit the Black Betty or they hit the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it's like, that's all kicked in. Like, that's what you get. That's like your appetizer, Bo, to the game. I'm trying to let you know. And then all of a sudden it's like dead quiet, and you hear Mahomes' raspy voice starting to call out plays, and it's like, oh, God, I forgot we're going to go against this guy too. And you got to worry about that guy because he's on the come when yeah. it comes to the production in the season. His last four games, touchdown interception ratio, not great, right? Like five touchdowns, four picks. But his last four games, 331, 154, 262, 291. There's an uptick in yardage.
All wins.
The other guy, correct. The other guy who's doing more the last four games, Travis Kelce. 9 for 70, 4 for 17, 10 for 90, 14 for 100, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
He could find the nectars of the end zone a little bit more. That'd be great.
You know.
But when you got this guy, Kareem Hunt, who since joining the team has 27 for 102, 22 for 78, 21 for 59, 27 for 106, and a total of five touchdowns, they're showing you the script of what they're going to do. Mahomes, we also know the stat that you found. Third down, he is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
So much better than everybody else. We talked about at the beginning of the show, Lamar Jackson has to go out and be over the top, good and electric and Lamarvelous. Whereas Patrick Mahomes is like, you know what? I've just got to be my best on third down and in the fourth quarter. And he's done that. And there's reasons why they're 8-0, and there's reasons why people aren't talking about him, because it's just been of recency that they've figured out their offense moving forward. It took Christmas Day last year. It took Halloween this year.
It also took Patrick Mahomes understanding that it's okay not to go out there and have to throw for 500 yards and 50 points every single game. And if he was still playing that style of football, this team would not be undefeated.
No,
he's
Verlander
you.
For the Astros, not Verlander for the Tigers.
Exactly. Yeah. The older you get, the more you learn and the more you understand what's most important. How am I going to put my team in position to win a game? And he even said that last week or 2 weeks ago, where I think it was last week, I was listening to his press conference, and he said something to the effect of, you know, I know now that it's okay to, you know, play a field position game. He didn't understand that in 2018 and 2019. Now, he didn't also have the defense that, you know, that he has right now. So you have a good defense, and now Patrick Mahomes has realized, and I think he probably realized at Christmas Day last year, I don't have to go out there and be a hero. I can just go out there and be a guy and play a football game and come through when it matters most. If Patrick Mahomes was trying to put up the numbers that every fantasy guy wanted him to put up, this team would not be an undefeated football team. But where he really is productive on third down, and you know I'm not a huge stat guy, but like stats that tell the story that matter, Patrick Mahomes has a 58.6% success rate on third and three and more this year. Mm-hmm. So if it's third and three, four, five, six, whatever it is, Patrick Mahomes converts that almost 60% of the time. The league average on converting third and three or more is 38%. Mm-hmm. No other quarterback in the NFL is above 48%. So not only is Patrick Mahomes crushing the rest of the NFL, he's crushing everybody in his wake. Nobody's even close to Patrick Mahomes when it comes to converting on third downs. And that's why drives stay alive, because they know how to come through when the down matters most. We saw a little of that out of Joe Burrow on the first drive last night. Every third down, he was moving it down the field, moving it down the field. That's what Patrick Mahomes does better than anybody else by about 10 percentage points. And so when you see third and long, I've said for years, I'm more comfortable with third and 17 than I am third and one with this team, right? You can get 17 yards. They can't get a yard. Now with Kareem Hunt, they're doing better at that. But these guys just know how to convert. They know how to make the plays when they matter the most. And that's the advancement of Patrick Mahomes. It no longer has to be, ooh, let me light up the scoreboard. Let me light up the stat sheet. Now let me light up the win column and we'll go ahead and do it that way.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.